USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. has a gift for Russia to commemorate the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine invasion. More sanctions.
The Biden administration imposing the new sanctions on Russia, which include U.S. financial and travel sanctions against 200 Russian individuals who support the invasion. While announcing the new sanctions, the White House also unveiled a new $2 billion economic package for Ukraine, which is coming from the Group of Seven Nations. I'm John Schaefer.
The Norfolk Southern Railroad is getting hit with lawsuits following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. An Ohio-based law firm says it's filed a class action lawsuit against the railroad on behalf of everyone living within 30 miles of the derailment. Along with punitive damages, the suit is pushing for the creation of a fund for medical monitoring, new testing, and cleaning procedures. The train that derailed earlier this month exposed the community to highly toxic chemicals. The Washington, D.C. rally at the Lincoln Memorial marked the one-year anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine. That was this afternoon. A Ukrainian refugee was there wanting to show support.
Our hearts with Ukraine, and we want to support and want to show that we love Ukraine and want our country to be free.
Universal Studios' Cocaine Bear is drawing in crowds at the weekend box office. The gory comedy flick about a rampaging bear on drugs drew in nearly $9 million on its opening Friday. That's a better opening than expected. Could set the film up for a $20 million opening weekend. Meanwhile, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, is looking at a huge week-to-week drop-off of roughly 72%. It's looking to bring in another $30 million this weekend. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The Alaska State House has censured a member over his question about how the deaths of abused children might help the state budget.
At a Monday hearing on child services, State Rep. David Eastman posed this hypothetical.
You know, in the case where child abuse is fatal, obviously it's not good for the child, but it's actually a benefit to society because there aren't needs for government services and whatnot over the whole course of that child's life.
Since then, his colleagues have called Eastman's suggestion despicable and atrocious. The Alaska State House voted 35-1 to censure him. It's only the second time in Alaska House history it's censured a member. The first time in 2017 when someone suggested that women try to get pregnant so they can get a free trip to the city to get an abortion. The member who said that, David Eastman. I'm Richard Johnson.
Death sentences will once again be carried out in Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey declared that in a letter to the state attorney general following a top-to-bottom review. Executions stopped back in November after officials couldn't find a vein in a condemned inmate. A group of news organizations are asking House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to share thousands of hours of security footage from January 6th.
Multiple news outlets are requesting access, including NBC News, MSNBC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. The request comes after Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson said he was given access to over 44,000 hours of video from the Capitol attack.
That's Ryan Daniels reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.